Thank you, Ralph. Hi, Kendrick. How are you doing today?
Hello.
It's nice to meet you, Kendrick. So my name is David, and I'm the director here in charge for the state of Oklahoma. Oh, you're in Broken Arrow. Okay. South Gardenia Avenue. All righty. So my best friend's father's from Broken Bow. I don't know if you know what Broken Bow
is,
but
yeah, where all the cabins are at.
Yeah, he always talks about his big high school rivalry football game. He's in his 70s, brother, but he, I don't know. I'm in Texas, right? But he grew up over there in Broken Bow, and I see Broken Bow, and that's all he talks about is their big old high school football rivalries, right? So. Anyways,
no,
that's
Oklahoma.
All right. Oklahoma boy. Oh, he's serious, man. He's straight Oklahoma boy. He's a good guy, man. Real good guy. He likes his moonshine.
That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed or not. So there's a town called Hotchatown in Broken Bow. And
oh, wow.
That is where, and that the original name of that town was Hoochtown.
It had to be.
Yeah. There was a lot of, during the Prohibition, there was a lot of moonshining going on down there.
That's got to be what it is. Like I said, he's in his 70s, man. He loves his moonshine. I mean, he doesn't drink it, somebody makes it, right? And he doesn't make big batches of them, but he'll do like a little glass mason jar, and he'll give it to my friend Walter, and, you know, we'll sit back and turn on the fire, and, you know, he does the different flavors or whatever. So it's good stuff, man. But that's good to know. I didn't know that. But now, obviously, now I know where he's getting it from, right? That's just where he's from. It's in that area, right? Hoochtown. So anytime I see him, I'll be like, hey, man, what's up with Hoochtown? He's that old boy going to have a laugh already. You call him Mr. Jones.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what we can do, man. Sorry to sidetrack you, brother. I just thought that was cool. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got your website at San Cook Construction. Okay. And you're going to be servicing 50 miles. All right, great. So 3 years, okay, I see what he was looking for. Under 5 years, you have our new 25 code. All right, let me try that one. Now, how are your customers currently finding you right now, Kendrick?
All kinds of ways. Mostly word of mouth. I would say Facebook drives in a lot of them. And then I'd say about 2 a month get on my website. So wherever they're finding that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for right now to see, because I see your website. I'm trying to see how they're able to find that. I mean, obviously, if you're getting business from Facebook, that's probably where they're linking it from your website. Are you running like Facebook ads, or are you just kind of putting a post, sharing it, and asking friends and family? They're doing the shares for you, and you kind of get calls from there.
No, not so much either one of those. But for my area, I would say I'm definitely competing with the amount of followers on my page. So I think that may have something to do with it. But I don't know, honestly, man. I just take it day by day. Usually from this point till about Thanksgiving, we get super busy.
And that's what we're seeing right now. Yeah. And that's what prompted the call to you, to be honest, man. So this is the way it works. Google sends out a list of, since we're a premier partner, there's only 40 companies across the nation that they work with, right? So they'll send out a list of companies and areas that are available for first page placement that they feel might qualify for them. Then our mapping coordinators are tasked to reach out to you guys, and whichever business owners are obviously open the hearing and they're interested, then they'll send them over. We'll kind of do a quick interview, see if you guys are a good fit. And if so, we'll make an offer for you guys, right? So looking into your business, I can see that you do have a great following. You know, your Facebook, you have your website up. I can tell that you guys are already doing good work. How's that home advisor working for you?
I don't use it.
Don't you? So you're not getting any leads from it, nothing like that anymore. It's just kind of like a dead link right now.
Yeah, I don't use it. I don't use any of that crap, man. I tried, I think it was Home Advisors. I think Home Advisors and Angie's is now tied together, but
could be wrong.
But I tried it for a few months, man, and it was terrible. I had one customer that told me I was the 12th contractor that called her, and I was told by the reps they would only send it to 4 or 5 contractors max. And I was like, man, I do not want to pay per lead if I'm having to fight with 12 different guys.
And then it just comes down to whoever can give the lowest price is going to win that job. It, most of the time in those directories, it doesn't really come down to quality of work, right? And
exactly.
So sometimes just depending on your area, that home advisor stuff, it can work. Most of the time, these are kind of same stories I hear is, I mean, you guys are just competing for the same job with a bunch of people in the area. So, I mean, we're going to work a lot differently from them. Now, the only similarity is where those guys are actually getting their leads from is Google, right? So if you were to Google in your area for any of the services you perform, what you're constantly going to see in the organics is something that says top 10 construction companies near me, you know, stuff like top 10 remodel companies near me. As soon as somebody clicks there, they become a lead, which is now resold to you. Right, into the home advisor guys that are the contractors. And that's how they're kind of making their money. So what we aim to do is cut that middleman out. We want to place you on the front page of Google. So when those keywords are searched, they're finding your website, right? They're able to go and pull up StankoConstruction.com or StankoConstructionOK.com, right, for Oklahoma. So with that being said, that's going to be the basis of what we do. We're going to use the top keywords and phrases. We're going to let AI find those for us, right? So what we do is, we get your services. We're going to ask you about your most profitable services, where you like to work, things like that. We'll set up some geofences and run some analytics. What we'll do is figure out the best keywords and phrases that are being used the most. And when those are being typed in, they're being voice searched with Alexa, Siri, anything like that, you guys will show up on the front page. So you get those calls directly. You don't have to worry about sharing them with other people. They're that same guy going to 10 other people, right? Because that obviously hurts us. Now, when it comes down to the ads that we have and the way that we run things, I feel like what's going to work for you, since Facebook has already been working for you and it's been converting at a good rate, what we do is we package these services together. So our flat rate service for SEO sits at $199. That'll give you your search engine optimization through Google, your voice searches, all the stuff we talked about with call tracking. Now at $249 with an extra $50, what we're going to do for you is we're going to put $100 worth of Facebook ads on your business profile. We're going to run those and promote them for you. We're also going to be hosting your website for you. If you would like any updates or anything like that done by us, we can go ahead and take care of that for you. What we're also going to do is give you a top 5 directory submission package. So you're going to be live with Yelp, Bing, Google, Facebook, and Apple. Apple's a big one because we're going to activate you with Apple Maps, with Siri, and with Safari. So that way we make sure we're covering all bases for you. Now, it's not a blind service that we're going to sell you either, Kendrick. What you're going to get is your Google Business Analytics Dashboard. Because we're a partner, we're able to allot that access to you guys. Now, what that shows you is every keyword and phrase you're listed for, as well as where the searches are coming from inside of your geofence locations, right? So that's going to be inside of that 50-mile radius, wherever they're searching. You'll see the ping, keyword they searched, and you're going to start getting that phone call, right? It's also going to help you track your customers, new phone calls, and we'll even add answering services to your phone, right? So when they call you, they'll hear something like, thank you for calling Senko Construction. Press 1 for existing customers, press 2 for new customers. They'll start to filter, leave your information. What you'll get is a ping on your phone. It says local lead with all your information. You're either able to answer it in real time, or you can return it when you see fit, right? So these are some of the convenience we allot to you, because being on the first page of Google is obviously going to increase your visibility to everybody in your community, which is going to increase your phone calls. You're also going to be working a lot. So we got to give you the conveniences to help you manage these things, right? So that's kind of what they are. Now, inside of that dashboard, you have another really cool feature of how you're going to be able to send out your reviews. So I'm going to send you a quick link, right? And this one's going to go right to our website. Now, this link that you're going to get, you're going to be able to send out something like this as well. And it comes right from your phone, and it's going to go right to your customer through text message. They click on it, and they're able to leave you your 5 stars and move on. We continue to increase our ranking, right? So as you can see, it's a real, we kind of guide you along the path, and we let you walk it, and we're just going to be pulling everything off the sides and putting them on the road right in front of you. Just so that way you can get them, put the work on your plate, keep working, and we'll handle everything on the outside. Kind of makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah. So is that those prices that you told me, is that by week or by month, or how, what are those?
So that's monthly, and it's a flat rate with no contract. So if you're doing the flat rate of $199 for your local SEO, that's exactly what you'll see on your billing statement, would be $199. If you did the 249 with the Facebook, which honestly I recommend, because I mean, like I said, you're putting in 50, I'm putting in 50, we're going to get $100 worth of ads. And the longer you stay with us, I mean, on a year, that's $600 worth of free ads. You can't beat it, right? I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. especially when it's coming in the Facebook world, because those things are converting. We use retargeted technology. And I'm sure retargeted ads happen to you without you even knowing it, but I can explain it to you real quick. So say you're scrolling through your Facebook, all of a sudden you're seeing ads of things you were just talking about, or maybe you typed in on the internet somewhere and the ads just keep popping. You're like, dude, how does my phone know to send me these ads, right? Well, that's a retargeted ad. And that, those are the AI bots that kind of troll the internet in services like this. So we have that, and they'll be, you know, trolling through the internet. They see people typing in, searching, talking, things like that. They're going to open their Facebook and see your flyers front and fore center. And that's what's going to help generate our business too.
Gotcha. And is there a... How many guys do you work with in town, roughly?
In town, we're only allowed to work with one per service area. We don't work with anybody else. These are Google's guidelines. They're not ours. I know, I mean, some people, they agree with it. Some people don't. But for me personally, that's why I work with this company. I don't have to worry about somebody calling me and saying, hey, dude, like, I'm too... The guy that was used to be my boss that I wanted to show him, I mean, you guys are working for him too, right? So... That's one thing we don't do, and it's not even, like I said, our policy. It's Google's in order to be their partner. You'll actually see that badge on the website that I sent you. You scroll down, you'll see our A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and then on that badge, if you click on it, it'll give you information, right, as far as, like, our satisfactory ratings and all the qualifications we have to go through to hold that.
Perfect. And I'm seeing other pricing on here. I know you said something about a – new business
discount code.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That was the code that we were able to. So the way it works is what you're going to see is a local SEO plus Facebook, and they'll say most popular. That's the plan that I offered you today, $249. It is there for $599 with a $299 setup. But the reason why is because, like I said, we're no contract. So if we bring you in for a brand new business at $600 a month with a $300 setup fee, we just put you in the hole for $900 with all your other overhead, right? So for right. us to be able to come out of that right out the gate, I mean, there's no contract here. There's nothing required for you to give us time. So what we do is we look for a window, and I'm looking in the opportunities in your area to say, hey, you know what? This is going to fit for him. One service should be able to turn him over, and the rest is profit, right? So now we're in ROI every single month, and that's where we want to be. That's why we hold 90% customer retention ratio. All things considered, we make sure that obviously we can cover the services that we're going to provide, and you're able to make money off of it.
Perfect. It sounds good to me. And so there is a setup fee on top of the whatever I choose to do today, right?
The $199 would be a flat $199. The $249 has a $99 setup fee. But let me ask you a question. Your domain, do you own that domain, or is it with another company currently that is helping you out?
What do you mean by... The domain.
I see it's powered by Fullscale. Your domain is the name, like
www.stankoconstructionok.com. Okay, so I pay them $25 a month to manage my website, so I think they own it.
Okay, so they may own the intellectual property inside of the website, just like as far as like the links, the pictures they put up, which is fine. But when you first open your service with them, what was the initial charge? Was it $25, or did they charge you for the domain? Because if they charge you for the domain, well, you own it. They're just hosting your site.
Honestly, man, I can't even remember. It was like 3 years ago, but I want to say...
If it was 3 years ago, I'm pretty sure you own the domain, or either that or they bought it on your behalf. I just it would also come down to, I mean, how much they charge you for that. Cause, and the reason why I'm asking is because... We can host this site for you, right? And if they say, hey, well, you know what? The intellectual property is ours, but the domain is yours. Great. That's what I'm looking for. They can take their, you know, their layout. What we're going to do is look at the layout, and we can do something. We can almost mirror it if you're wanting it the same. But due to copyright infringement, I mean, it wouldn't be exactly the same, but we would add some updates. We could add like some chatbots, you know, maybe some new hours operation, change it up just a little bit where we won't infringe and at the same time keep us looking modern, right?
For sure.
So there's a few workarounds around that, but yeah, I just want to make sure that I have all bases covered, because obviously, I mean, we're going to be taking care of all that for you. It's Encompass, so.
Okay. That sounds good. And then with Facebook and all that stuff, how would you guys run leads for me? I'm guessing you'd have to have all my login information.
Yeah, so what you would do, you wouldn't give us login. What you're going to do is grant us access as a host, right? So what you're going to receive, it'll be a link to your phone, and then you'll click on it. It'll say allow access, and say you have your Facebook already, you know, downloaded on your phone as an app. It'll ask you for your businesses. It'll show any ones you have listed. You just click on your business and then put allow access. So we won't be able to see anything on the other side. You know, we won't even be asking for login. You're just going to grant us the access. And once we have it, we're able to get into the business side of it and run any type of marketing, any type of promotions. You just submit us logos, pictures, and ideas, and we run it for you throughout the month, right?
Awesome. Sounds good. And then you said I'll tell you, dude, I probably get anywhere from 5 to 10 of these phone calls a day, and you guys have definitely caught my eye the most. I think it's you guys were straight to the point. Most of these people don't sound American, and I have nothing against it, man, you know, but at the same time, it's like it does kind of rub me wrong a little bit. It's like you're probably sitting on a computer halfway across the world, and
I don't know where my credit card info is going to be going. No, that makes a lot. I mean, we're all in the same boat, right? Like, and nobody wants to get scammed. Nobody wants to have their info out there. You know what I mean? Just out there for no reason. I mean, these are definitely things that we want to take care of. But I will say every single business on Google had to start this way, because Google themselves will not call small to medium size. If they're calling anybody, they're calling like the owners of Walmart and like Pepsi. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about the biggest corporate companies in the nation are the only ones that they'll deal with directly. What they do is that's why they have their 40 companies in partnership to deal with you guys. Now, you're going to get calls, I mean, obviously, being a business owner, from all over the place, right? From different areas of the world trying to, you know, solicit your work. The same way as there's going to be 100 guys out there trying to say that they can do a remodel construction, but they couldn't patch a hole in drywall, much less, you know, hang up some walls. You know how it is, man. There's so many guys out there, they say they're professional painters of this and that, and they'll show up and they're absolutely not, right? But when you got the right company,
right,
you can tell. And I can obviously tell that you know you got the right company. So, I mean, I'm excited, man. You ready to move forward? I mean, I say let's get it done. What we do is send you a calendar invite right out the gate. That's going to be your client onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. Set up all your geofences, all that good stuff. Within 5 to 10 days, your reporting dashboard is up and running. All your directory submissions are live. And by the 14th day, we already have your Facebook ads running and any websites linked. Or if we're going to redesign or update the site, that'll be done by the 14th day as well. So, I mean, we have some really good timelines. And like I said, since we're month to month, I always put these timelines out there. And then I show you that we're going to beat them. And then you're like, dude, I want to stay with these guys. They're just making it happen.
Yeah, for sure. It's one of these things, man. I love the idea because, and maybe I'm just being sold here, but I really do love the idea of starting small and seeing where it goes.
Yeah.
And then,
well, that's honestly the way it's supposed to be. And that's also another way that you're going to know a reputable company versus somebody that's just on the phone trying to sell you something. Because I can tell you right now, like, hey, look, Kendrick, I'm going to sign you up. It's going to be $500. We're going to run these Google ads for you. They're going to go out 200 miles, brother. We're going to have all types of customers. Why would I send you right into that knowing you're new in business? Just so I can, you know, get a big, that makes no sense, because guess what? I'm going to lose Kendrick in a couple months. This business is not going to go anywhere from that. Now, if I put Kendrick somewhere where I can help him, I'm going to start with him. I'm always your point of contact. I'm the lead. So even after we set up today, if you decide to do that, we'll stay in contact. And as we keep on going, you know, it's like, hey, Dave, we started great. I'm doing great. What's the next step? And then we move into your Google ads. And then we move into local service ads. And then we can move into Google guarantees, where your customers are now being insured by Google themselves. So it is a step-by-step, and it's a ladder, and it's a growth, right? But I wouldn't want to shoot anybody straight up there just for a sale. I want to make sure that we're taking those steps, we're setting a foundation, and we always got something to come back to, right? And when we have our phone calls, they're pleasant ones. It's like, man, Dave, I appreciate it, versus, bro, you screwed me, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, half of it is on my end, too. You know, I've got to make sure I'm selling and I'm closing and I'm following up with the leads in a timely manner. I understand that completely. I've never done this. I've never signed up with anybody.
just because I've always been hesitant. Actually, I say that, but obviously I signed up for HomeAdvisor and Angie's, and they kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, man, and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm doing okay by myself.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Kendrick, if I had just a dime a day for every single person that calls me from HomeAdvisor and says, dude, I'm done with them, can you help me get out of my contract? Fortunately, most of the time, I don't got $1,600 to give them, and hey, you go get out of your contract. But what I do most of the time is I try to set up a plan that will help kind of cover that extra overhead for Angie's and then get rid of those guys at the first possible sign, right? Because, I mean, it's just a different type of program. I mean, directories were good, you know, when we had phone books around. That was a directory, a great directory, and it was a phone book. But online phone books, they don't work. People aren't shopping that way right now, and they just don't tell you guys that they're actually getting the leads from Google. Because then when you get this call, you're going to be like, well, see ya. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. I mean, really, as a business owner, you want to put yourself in the consumer shoes and say, if somebody doesn't know me, how are they going to find me?
Right.
And when you can answer that question, that's where you know where you want to go, right? Then it's always going to come down to working with the right company. And I know myself,
and this
my
isn't
wife.
And this isn't a pay-per-lead kind of thing either, right?
No, it's not pay-per-lead, not pay-per-click. This is a flat rate. So as many calls, as many you're able to convert and close on, go make your money, brother. We'll see you next month for $249, and we'll keep this thing going.
Perfect. That sounds good to me, man. First thing, Dave, if you're going to be my point of contact, my name is Kedrick, not Kendrick. It is a common thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spelled it wrong.
You're
man.
Definitely not the first one. It's almost like Kendrick Lamar, but without the N.
Without the N.
So yeah. But nope, I mean, it's not a big deal. Everybody does it. Literally everybody. I think I've gotten a couple birthday cakes with Kendrick, so.
Oh man, you know what? It's got to be the people at the cake factory, because.
For sure. They're not fucking up the name Dave, but they're definitely fucking up the name Kendrick, so.
Yeah, hey, you'd be surprised, man.
For sure,
I'm
man.
In Texas, well, so we're a border state, so they it's real easy for them to mess up any kind of name.
Texas, man. I love that. I hear there's lots and lots of contractors down there. It's almost like the
Texas.
Wild West is what I hear.
Man, Texas, it is, and it's really good, but honestly, I think the prices for contractors down here when it comes to materials is a lot better than it is around some parts of the nation, right? Because of inflation and things like that, and obviously every state has different
right.
types of taxes and codes. So, I mean, there is a lot of growth down here. I mean, Texas just has a lot of opportunity. I'm not going to lie to you. There's just so
lots
much.
Of people,
I mean,
man.
Lots of people, but there's more land than there's people, and that's the crazy part. Like 80%, you know, live on the eastern side of Texas versus only 20% on the western, right? And even when you go into those areas and you look at like the construction, the remodels, you know, I'm also a licensed realtor here in Texas. So with that being said, I mean, the opportunities and the companies coming over into Texas just for pure investments alone and business opportunities is outrageous right now. I mean, the growth is phenomenal.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I kind of hear, which I don't know how true this is, that Arkansas is kind of an untapped resource right now just because they don't have a lot of contractors. But at the same time, I don't think they have a lot of business in general. So,
yeah, well,
know,
Arkansas, yeah, you got to kind of look at like the landscape, right? So Arkansas, I mean, you're going to find business in the more urban areas, because if you're in Arkansas in the rural areas, they're a bunch of farm boys. They're going to fix their truck themselves. They're going to fix their plumbing themselves. They're not going to do the patching the hole very well, but they're going to do it themselves, boy. You know what I'm talking about in Arkansas. Come on.
I know what you're talking about for sure.
For sure, man. They're going to show me, hey, there's an alley. I got it. Don't call nobody. You know, so. But in the urban areas, obviously, I mean, it's not real, you know. It's not like that everywhere, but, you know, you do get, you know, to urban areas, you know, the city areas, and, you know, the doctors and the lawyers and those guys are always going to be looking for the remodel companies. So just depends where you're going to be at in a state like Arkansas. I mean, a state like Texas and even Oklahoma. I mean, it's pretty widespread, especially, I mean, Oklahoma. I hate to bring it up, but I mean, we know you guys, it's just tornadoes, right? And those things can
tornadoes and hail.
Yeah. So when it comes to contractors, you guys are always in high demand. I mean, there's something going on out there in Oklahoma, really. So when it comes down to hotkeys, that's one thing I noticed is all of a sudden there'll be like a storm or something out of nowhere, and then boom, the hotkeys within those 30 days, they just explode. And people will make a lot of, you know, some good money at that time, and then, you know, things will slow down from storms or whatever, and then all of a sudden another one, and boom. Whoever's activated at that time is the ones that benefit from it.
For sure.
Yeah, so
this all sounds good, man.
You ready to move forward, Kedrick?
Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a few things that we got to go through first, right? Now, what we do is we do a voice verification. Now, before we take any type of credit card info or anything like that, I go over this with you. The reason being is because I do have you on the discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. I go over the pricing, the details, and even cancellation. So that way, if you have any questions or anything you don't understand, you just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll slow down or rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have that firm understanding before we take any credit card info or process any transaction. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Senko Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Kedrick Senko. I am the CEO.
Okay, so you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. So you're an authorized user on the building of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, you will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So I got three options available for you today: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
What would that be?
Smith.
Smith. All right. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I can text that one out to you also so that we have it. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 22nd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $249. This will be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to make sure it gets done correctly, but to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So now we got that down. Now, Kedrick, could I get your last name?
Senko, S-A-N-K-O.
Okay, Senko. All right, we got Senko Construction. Okay, the billing address we have on file is 7304 South Gardenia Avenue in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74011.
Yes, sir.
So is the card you're going to be using today, is that Master, Visa, Amex?
MX.
Okay. Go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Right. 1 second.
No worries. I can go ahead and get started on our calendar invite.
Alrighty. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
3716 151 827 41005.
Expiration?
10/28.
October 2020. Man, your CVV.
It'll be a four digit PIN, 4141.
Okay. So I'm going to read back those numbers to you just to make sure I have them correctly, because they'll exit out once I update it. So we got 3716 151 827 41005.
Correct.
Okay. Got October 2028 and security 4141. Okay, so next thing is, what time do you have available tomorrow for your onboarding call?
What are the availabilities?
Looks like I got a few in the morning. Looks like 8 a.m. is already booked. I got anything from 9 a.m. on, we're just going to be closed from 12 to 1 your time.
Okay. Let's do, and how long does it take?
It takes about 30 minutes. You don't got to be in front of a computer. As long as, you have the information, we're just going to ask you about, going in depth about your services. I'm going to go into depth with some of them right now. I'm going to list your hours of operation, all that type of good stuff. But they're going to be setting up geofences and getting domains and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Let's do 10 o'clock.
Okay. We got 10 a.m. Put that down here. Now, hours of operation. What are we doing Monday through Friday?
8 to 7.
8 a.m., 7 p.m. And what about weekends?
Close Sunday, Monday, 9 to 2.
Okay, so Saturday we're doing 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes. Okay. And then Sunday's closed.
Gotcha. Now, are you doing any type of emergency services, emergency roofing, emergency plumbing? Which ones you are?
Yeah, emergency roofing.
Emergency roofing, okay.
Which is tarping.
Yeah, so if they're going through a storm, something happens, somebody needs to call you before it comes in, and it's late at night, you're able to take those calls. Now, are you willing to take those calls 24 hours or till a certain time? Now, obviously, there would be a fee involved. And keep in mind, you also have your call tracking. So if you don't answer the call right away, you'll still get the ping, and they'll hit your answering service. You'll get that information, right? So it just depends. But all things considered, what time are you thinking about?
You said there's an additional charge for what?
No, not an additional charge. Like, you could charge additionally for emergency, like phone calls at night, right? So if they call you at 11 o'clock at night, they're like, hey, a storm's coming in. I got a hole in my roof. Can you come put something up? Well, you're going to give an extra charge for that, right? So what we would do is put an asterisk, put fees may apply, but the emergency calls are 24 hours. You know what I mean? Monday through Friday or what have you.
Gotcha. I don't know if you can change the hours on emergency calling, but,
I can. It's up to you. Whatever hours you want, to have your emergency calls open.
Emergency calls, I can run all the way out to 12.
12 a.m. Okay. That works.
Yeah.
That goes down. Now, from what I'm seeing on your website, I mean, most of your services are already listed there, so I can grab them all from there. Is there anything that's not on your website that you would like us to list so we can go ahead and find keywords for?
No. No, everything should be on there that I'm... Remodeling's on there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says,
that's
everything. From roofing and siding to windows, waterproofing, outdoor living spaces. Oh, yeah, man, look, I got a... Outdoor living spaces. I haven't seen that one. So I want to do pergolas, want to do decks. Are you doing like the outdoor barbecues and things like that too?
Outdoor kitchens and gazebos.
Kitchen. Gazebos. Perfect. Yeah, we don't want to miss any
patios if we didn't.
Yep.
We didn't already mention that.
Nope, we have it.
Okay. Those are generally concrete.
Siding. Waterproofing. How about retaining walls? I know it's a popular one, too.
Nah.
Okay.
Save that for the next guest.
Save that for, yeah, no worries. Or you can, I mean, if you're out there and they need it, hey, get you somebody out here, right? Okay, so we got pergola,
yeah,
decks, outdoor kitchen, gazebos, patios, roofing, siding, waterproofing. Now, which one would you say is going to be top service for you? Roofing?
Roofing and siding.
Roofing and siding. Okay, so I can highlight these and make sure that we get emphasis on these.
Or I would all... I don't know if you can add more than one, but
yeah,
roofing, siding, or anything to do with patios. Those are usually the most profitable jobs, and it's where I'm, it's what I enjoy the most.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's what we like to hear. I want profitable jobs, what you enjoy to do, because what we want to do is market that as a specialty. You know what I mean? When somebody's looking for patio work in your area, they're like, dude, these guys are the specialists. I mean, it's what they do. It's his passion, right? So definitely.
For sure.
That's so all patio work, most profitable, desirable.
I know there's a ton of, and this is me giving away some gold nuggets right here, but I know there's a ton of roofing companies. So throwing that out there, if I get one by the wind, cool. If not, I will say siding. There's only 3 siding companies in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
So there's major money to be made within siding. Siding is also,
yeah,
most of the time, it's just as profitable as roofing. It just takes longer to do. But it's, for me, I think it's, again, an untapped market because it is, there's only 3 siding companies in Oklahoma. Sure, there's tons of guys like me that do siding, but there's only 3 companies that all they do is siding.
Yeah,
for me, I think,
yeah,
that's
so
major. I don't know how many jobs are just laying out there, but I just think, man, there's so much money in siding that I don't know how to get. Just because you can't go door to door. Usually siding's like something you do once every 30 years.
It's niche.
It's one of those
it's
things,
niche.
But,
yeah, yeah. For
yeah.
Sure. It's a niche type of industry. So if there's only one in your area and we make sure that we're activating you for those keywords and phrases, well, I mean, obviously that's going to help us out, right? Because you're going to get a share of that
for
revenue.
Sure.
Okay, so we got Kendrick Senko.
Are you from Texas?
Well, I'm from Texas, born and raised.
Awesome. What part?
I'm right by San Antonio, so we're in what you call the home of the cowboy, Pleasanton, Texas.
Okay, okay. I just went to San Antonio for the first time in January.
Oh, nice. How'd you like it? Did you do the river walk?
No, I didn't get to get out and do much. It was it was actually snowing on the way down, which is crazy.
Crazy, yeah, we're in Texas.
Yeah. Especially South Texas. But no one knew how to drive. Everybody was doing 40 miles an hour. No one had the right clothes. There was no street sweepers or sand trucks. It was crazy. But my sister actually, she was graduating from the Air Force.
Oh, so she's at the Air Force base. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's cool, man. It's honestly, San Antonio is beautiful. Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of street sweepers and stuff. Because it's really like a metropolitan area. Right. So, but what you will see if you go downtown, you'll see all the autonomous cabs. So there's literally cars driving around all over the place with nobody driving them at all.
What?
Yeah, no, that's I promise. Crazy. So if you saw a car and you saw like on the hood, it looked like they had almost like antennas and stuff coming out of it. Those are the autonomous taxis that run all through Texas, all through San Antonio and Austin. And bro, like you'll be in the downtown and all of a sudden you'll see a car go by. You're like, dude, nobody's driving it. Yeah, it's the autonomous taxi. Like it just picks people up 24/7.
That's nutty.
It's crazy, right, dude? I know. When I saw it too, for me and my wife, we had went to Austin, I don't know, the first time. I guess they came out about 2, maybe 3 years ago. And I see them, now I see them just everywhere, like everywhere. It's crazy.
That's awesome. I hear Shaquille O'Neal lives in San Antonio.
He does? Yeah, he does. And sometimes you'll catch him over. We have a grocery store. It's called H-E-B. And nice. You know when he's in there because he lives out in the hill areas of San Antonio, but you know he's in there because you can see his head over the aisle. Yeah, he just goes shopping, just like no big deal, you know what I mean? People really don't mess with him that much anymore, like go all crazy and stuff, so pretty normal guy.
I also hear Charles Barkley over the years just giving him shit for living in San Antonio.
always. I mean, you think about it, he came from LA, right? Well, not originally, right? He was in Orlando from right out of college, and then, but he went from like two Florida, California, and then Texas, right? Like San Antonio, like what? Right.
But I mean, San Antonio, born in Jersey, bro.
Yeah, I know, born in Jersey, right? But I mean, San Antonio is not a small city. It's just like right smack in the middle of Texas. You got to drive like 10 hours in any direction to get out of Texas from San Antonio.
Yeah,
so which is pretty wild. Yeah, for real. Hey, let me get an email for you, Kevin, so I can send you out that calendar.
It is. SankoConstructionOK@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, what were you going to tell me?
The craziest thing, man, is I went to 3 different taco trucks one night, and none of them spoke English.
None of them.
And I was like, what?
How do I work? Just point at the menu. Just point. If you don't want something on it, point at that and give, like, the no sign, like, by the neck. But then they might get like kind of scared, right? Like, what you doing to his neck, guys?
That was a crazy story.
You're right, dude. At all the taco stands, yeah, they're not right. And my wife, I just tell her, like, just point, babe. Just point. Yeah, the tacos were good, though, right? You can't lie. They were probably amazing.
Oh, dude, they were fire.
Yeah, dude, straight fire. Like, there's no two ways about it.
If I go back, though, I just need a Mexican homie.
Yeah, hey, look, man, I'm telling you, you come back this way. You can have my extension, you know, you let me know, whatever. But I'll tell you, we can have a good time, throw a few back, and I can show you that Riverwalk. It's beautiful, man. Like, literally, it's right across from the Alamo. So the Alamo is where the Texas Revolution was fought. You can actually walk into the Alamo where, you know, all the Mexican troops and the Texans, everybody, you know, they pass. They do ghost hunts out there. The Riverwalk is literally, it's right on the river. There's all kinds of restaurants and, you know, little bars, you know, to have drinks and just kind of live bands. You know, it's really nice down there. I mean, you got to check it out next time you're in. Is your sister still there? Or she's done with that Air Force Base. That's a Randall something, right? Air Force Base.
Yeah, no, she went to Destin area.
Oh, yeah. She shipped out to A school.
After she graduated, and then she'll go to Las Vegas for a couple years. And then I think she'll do her last couple years in Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, wow. Yep, so she's getting ready to see the world.
For sure.
For sure, man. Well, we definitely want to, you know, keep her blessed. And you know, I hope I'm not offending anybody here, but, you know, keep her in God's favor.
No.
Right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Amen, brother. You know, nowadays you never know when you're going to offend somebody, right? But I do like to, you know, give everybody the best wishes I can because never know nowadays, right? So I sent out that calendar email. You said 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m., yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, I got that one sent out. All right. So I sent you out. That's a 10 a.m. calendar invite. Now, I went ahead and got all your services down here. So what you're going to get next, Kedrick, is going to be that phone call tomorrow in the morning. That'll come from me, right? So I'll call you first, and then I'll have our mapping coordinator on the line. Usually it's Nikki, sometimes Evan. And then I'll just go ahead and introduce you to them, and then I'll pass them over so they can go ahead and continue with your onboarding. Sound cool?
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right, great. Hey, man, well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Kedrick. I look forward to being able to continue working with you, and then I'll give you a call tomorrow morning. Sound good?
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right, my brother. Yes, sir. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.